Have you ever seen a haunted house? You know the kind I mean. That old dark house that's usually at the end of a dimly lit street. The owners haven't been seen for years. No one really knows why. The windows are broken and boarded, and the shutters hang loose on their hinges. The trees have grown wild. Their branches brush against the sides of the weathering house, making strange noises in the night. There's a high vine-covered fence around the property. Is it there to keep somebody out? Or is it there to keep something inside? It's a house that people avoid walking past at night. Strange sounds come from within the walls. And it's said that eerie lights have been seen both in the attic window and in the graveyard at the side of the house.
Rustle tea, hey Johnny, dustle tea, resting, go quality, whistle tea, rustle tea, now, run, run. You think thy garments to the fire of Galilee, and beautified your garments to Jerusalem. You think thy garments to the fire of Galilee, and beautified your garments to Jerusalem.
Where does meaning come from?
Shoot me!
Darkness there, nothing. Darkness, deep into that darkness, peering. Long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the darkness gave no token. And the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. Is this Lenore? Then I whispered and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Then into the chamber, turning on my soul within me, burning. Soon I heard it tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely this is something in my window lattice. Let me see then what there is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, this mystery explore. Open here I flung the shutter, one with many a flirt and flutter, and there stepped a stately raven. Whoa. Hold on, baby. Okay, of the saintly days of yore, not the least obeisance made he, not an instant stopped or stayed, but the mien of lord and lady perched above.
Standing in the middle of a magic circle, you must call upon the names of the powers who command the organs of sight to cause blindness in the eyes of others. Call upon Albak, Aldai, Iat, Hibat, Guthak, Guthor, Gome, Tistator, Derisor, Destator. And you must say to them, You lords of deception and lies, you dwellers in the place of falsehood and confusion, come here to me. You who can make the eyes of men see or not see as you please, come here to me and deceive those who see, that they may see what they do not see, and fail to see that which they can see, that they may hear what they cannot hear, and not hear what they can hear. Trick their senses, deprive them of their certainty, that I may walk among them, seeing but unseen.
Never bet the devil your head. When I was an infant, my mother treated me like a tough stick. To her well-regulated mind, babies were the better for beatings. But she was left-handed, and a child flogged left-handed is better left unflogged.
Example of retrograde blunt trauma. You see that both arytenoids have been metonymically displaced into the rheumaglottidus, inducing the characteristic violent and systemic scansion along the vestibular folds. The subject was severely wounded by lacerations to the tracheal rim, inducing repetitive intradiaphragmatic avulsions to the nasal epiglottis and greatly impairing the whole of the speech apparatus. Prompt catheterization of the esophagus revealed evidence of residual and regressive supracapsular hemorrhaging along the laryngeal wall with subintimate tears, indicating And it was at this point that we recommended the patient for a prompt spirochotomy. In the course of the operation, we encountered the so-called Tomaszewski effect, direct impalation of the trachea, producing abnormal levels of polyglot aphasia, transecting the extreme ulterior corniculus and depositing rare hemitrophic hypostrophe in the postglottal corpus compulsion. There's multiple membrane punctures along the totalum stretched from the glottidus that produce the massive embolization here at significant levels of phonetic stress. And unfortunately, this patient will certainly suffer from prolonged cathartic spasms and generalized performance of coordination.
The world revolves from right to left. It will not do to whip a baby from left to right. If each blow in the right direction drives an evil propensity out, a blow in the opposite direction knocks its quota of wickedness in. Hence my precocity and vice, my sensitivity to injuries, the thousands of injuries heaped upon me by Fortunato, and then finally his rabid insults for which I vowed revenge. I gave no utterance to threat, but the knowledge of avengemanship was so definite, so precise, that no risk could befall me. By neither word nor deed had I given cause to doubt my goodwill. I would punish with impunity. I will fuck him up the ass and piss in his face. I will redress the wrong. But lips and psyche, mind, be silent. Fortunato approaches.
Don't take me to task for loving a cask. The cask of Amontillado. Please don't make a pass, you can go kiss my ass. All I want is this mythical cask, the cask of Amontillado. I've heard so much through the grapevine, I've heard so much on the line, but the one thing that I lust after is the one thing I've never had. So is it too much to ask to have just one taste of the cask? Why, you could go kiss my ass for the cask of Amontillado. Edgar, old fellow, dear bosom friend, hail fellow, well met. Oh, great elucidator, great epopee.
Ha ha, Fortunato, what luck to meet you, and what good luck to meet you and see you looking so splendid. I have received a cask of Amontillado, or what passes for Amontillado.
Amontillado? That most wondrous sherry? A cask? Impossible! How? So rare!
I've had my doubts. I was silly enough to pay the full price without consulting you in the matter, but you were not to be found, and I was fearful of losing a bargain.
Fearfully stupid, if you ask me, Edgar.
I'm on my way to see Mr. Bolo.
A cask?
A cask. To gather his opinion. Are you engaged?
Mr. Bolo cannot tell Amontillado from goat's milk.
Yet some say his taste is a match for your own.
Hardly, dear boy. Let us go.
Where?
To your vault, to the supposed Amontillado.
Oh, my good friend, no. I could not impose upon your good nature. You have, after all, an engagement.
To hell with the engagement. I have no engagement. Before the sky withers and falls, let us go.
But the vaults are damp, and I see you are afflicted with a severe cold.
Oh, let us go. The cold is nothing. You've been taken advantage of, and Mr. Bolo cannot tell Amontillado from piss. The cask?
It is farther on. But see the white webwork which gleams from the cavern walls?
Nitra? Nitra?
How long have you had that cough? Yes, nitro.
It is nothing.
We should go back. Your health is precious. You are a man who would be missed. Let's return. I cannot be responsible for causing you ill health. And anyway, there's always Mr. Bolo.
I'll be damned. I'll not be swayed. The cough is nothing. It will not kill me. I won't die of a cough.
Of that, you can be sure. Have some of this Medoc to warm the bones and defend you from this infernal dampness. Drink. Drink, damn you.
I drink to the berry that repose around us.
And I to your long life. The nitra. It hangs like moss. We are below the river's bed. The moisture trickles and chills the bones. Let's go back. Your cough.
The cough is nothing! Let us have some more of a doc. Let us proceed to the Amontillado.
So proceed. Herein, the Amontillado. Now, Mr. Bolo...
Mr. Bolo is an imbecile! An ignoramus!
Can you not feel the nitra? You really should go. I implore you. No? Then I must leave you here. But first, let me render you all the little attentions within my power.
The Amontillado. A very good joke indeed. We will have many a rich laugh about it. Over our wine in the palazzo.
The Amontillado.
Yes, yes, yes. The Amontillado.
Well, then let's go.